now. Okay, this is the sort of stuff that you see documentaries on the television, and you get to the end of it and you think, I'm not really sure I understood a word of that, but it was very entertaining. Anyway, a physicist from the University of Sussex is hoping to come up with the first fully functioning quantum computer. Okay, stay with us on this one. Dr. Winifred Hessingen is developing technology which would be so powerful, if he pulls this off, it would mean that his computer would mean that the sort of thing that you've got on your lap is more like a Stone Age sort of thing. So tonight on Inside Out, Caddy Lee Preston will be attempting to explain how it works.
Here in the southeast, we're on the verge of something really big in the world of the incredibly small, a revolution in technology that will change our lives. Dr. Winfried Hensinger of the University of Sussex is a leading expert in the field of quantum mechanics, the study of the peculiar behaviour of atoms. He's developing technology so powerful it could make even the fastest supercomputers today look like primitive Stone Age tools. Look at this full stop. It takes 10 million atoms laid side by side to form the width of this tiny dot, so atoms are truly tiny, until you compare them to subatomic particles. If Canterbury Cathedral were the size of an atom, the subatomic particles that give it its quirky power would be the size of a moth. So atoms are mostly nothing at all. In fact, if you squeezed out all the gaps in all our atoms, the world's entire population of 7 billion people would fit into a space the size of a sugar cube. So you really can't exaggerate the unbelievable smallness of these teeny tiny things. But what makes them even more unbelievable is the way they behave.
Now then, the clever thing is that our guest here in the studio, who we'll speak to after the headlines, is hoping to control these very, very small particles and make them into a computer. Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you after Suzanne Bamber has read out some headlines this week. You must have brilliant eyesight to be able to move these things around. How do you? You've got these small tweezers or something with these small particles. Lasers.
We use electric fields on microchips, basically, and the fields hold single atoms, and we can actually look at each individual atom. So we can shine a laser beam onto the atom, and we can see there's a bright dot on the screen.
Right, that's enough. That's enough for the time being. I think we're going to take your answers in short bursts so we can get our head around it and digest it. I love talking about this. Quantum physics on the BBC before the 9 o'clock watershed. How about that? The headlines right now at BBC Sussex. Here's Suzanne Bamber.
The FA has insisted to BBC Sussex rules are there to stop home.
Neil Pringle here on The Breakfast Show. Inside Out on the television tonight at 7:30. We're talking about quantum physics at the University of Sussex. Winifred Hensinger. Oh, I got your name right there.
Absolutely.
You have a comforting foreign accent for this sort of thing. If you'd come in here with a Cockney accent talking about quantum physics, I wouldn't have trusted you. But you have the sort of accent where you say, oh, yes, this man knows what he's doing with those tiny particles. OK, how long will it take you, do you think, to develop something that might work?
Oh, it's a long-term process. It'll probably like be 10, 15 years till we have the full-scale computer. But we start small, so this is a very gradual process where we build small quantum computers right now, and then these are going to be becoming bigger and more powerful.
What does a quantum computer actually look like in the flesh?
Oh, it's a lab full of lasers, electronics, mirrors, optics, lenses, and lots of things you wouldn't really recognise, vacuum systems.
How are you viewed at the university? You viewed as, oh, it's that quantum physics lot, those people messing around with lasers trying to get a new computer working. How do they, is that it, you think?
Yeah, we've got nice big labs and lots of toys and tools, basically, so people like to come in and just see how we laser shines on the atoms and so on. Yeah, absolutely. I think students really enjoy it because it is just really a fun thing to try to make.
Absolutely. And if you got it to work, I mean, this idea that the computers that we're using that I have around me at the moment could be like Stone Age tools compared to what you're doing. Just illustrate that. I mean, if you managed to get this to work, what would your computer do that my computer can't do?
I think quantum computing is a bit like classical computing. So if you try to remember the time when there weren't normal computers, when there weren't ticketing machines and train stations and so on, life is very different in pretty much any aspect of life. And quantum computers will achieve something very similar, that's very likely. So a lot of things will be done very, very differently. We'll be able to solve certain problems you could even dream of solving, many scientific problems, but also in daily life there will be an extremely strong impact. So there's many...
How will my life be better? I mean, tell me, I mean, which problem could you sort that we couldn't sort at the moment that would make me feel really good?
there's a good example. I mean, pharmaceuticals, like development of new medicines, understanding chemical reactions is obviously something where we, with current computers, very limited with in being able to do this efficiently. And so that the amazing power a quantum computer could provide would revolutionize a lot of this research.
Good stuff. I have to say, you're frighteningly young. Scientists are getting younger these days. But then you need to be young with a timeline on a project like this. Otherwise, you die before you've actually made it. Thank you very much indeed. Good luck. Lovely to see you. And we look forward to seeing you on telly tonight.
Thank you.
So you can see what these quantum computers actually look like. BBC One, 7:30. It's 9 minutes.